On this week's installment of the Shame Free Life Podcast radio show, we're going to have a conversation that I am sure that each and every one of you listeners can identify with in one point in your life: getting unstuck from the pit of your past.
Today is about the power of you.
We can be whatever we dream.
You're locked into another episode of 15 Minutes of Shame. Each week, we'll help you rebuild your life one brick at a time by addressing real life issues from a practical and biblical perspective.
I had to believe in myself like never before.
This is the Shame Free Radio Show.
Finding the solution to become the greatest.
And now your host, minister, author, grief and trauma support specialist, Dr. Ronald Zion Roseboro.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is it.
Good evening, good morning, good night, wherever you are, from coast to coast, from around the globe. You are locked inside of another installment here live with the Shame Free Life Podcast radio show. I am your host, Ronald Zion, and it's a pleasure to be back with you once again. Getting unstuck from the pit of our past. So important to get unstuck. Paralyzed, bound by, can't get out of, locked in. Well, we're going to talk about how we can get unstuck from the pit of our past. But first, let's take a commercial break and we'll be right back with you. Have you considered continuing your education? Or do you find yourself, like so many, sidetracked by life, fear, or maybe even excuses? Well, I've come to tell you that there is absolutely no perfect time than right now. Time is ticking away. So get your degree today. Rehoboth International Bible College is an accredited university designed to meet your higher biblical education needs. Simply go to RehobothInternationalBibleCollege.com or call 866-235-0812, extension 0. You are an investment, so it is past time for you to reap the dividends. Rehoboth International Bible College. And we are back, grateful for our proud sponsor, Rehoboth International Bible College. It is never too late to change career paths and adhere to your calling. Getting unstuck from the pit of our past. Have you ever found yourself, perhaps because of a trauma, a crisis in your life, that was so life-altering that you found yourself paralyzed, frozen in time? I know I have. Being stuck in a place, being stuck in a moment in time, and it seems like it's very difficult to move forward, just stuck. Well, we're going to talk about this because I think that this is something, again, that we all can identify with. From one degree to the other is very subjective. You being paralyzed by a particular trauma is completely different from mine. Oftentimes, we just don't have the inner skill set or the inner resources or also the supporting cast around us to function as a supporting system to help us during those times when we're stuck. Isn't it amazing that if you are stuck, if you're driving your vehicle, your SUV, your pickup truck, your car, if you're driving and you find yourself stuck in mud, or if you're stuck on a mountain and you hit the gas and you're just spinning your wheels because you're gaining no traction whatsoever, and you need a collective effort of someone to get behind you, or someone with a tow device, a tow to hook to your bumper or to hook to a main component under your vehicle to now have the traction that you don't have to pull you out of that dilemma, to pull you out of that pit. Well, if we need that in the natural, how much more emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, do we oftentimes need someone who has our best interests at heart to not look down on us for being stuck or criticize us from being stuck, but would have the compassion and the audacity to take time out of their life to pull us from this place of being stuck, that we can move forward into our own lives, getting unstuck from the pit of our past. Regardless of where you are right now or where you have been, if you find yourself just stuck because of a tragedy, an adversity, a setback in your life, I hope this broadcast, this podcast, will be beneficial for you. Now, let's just talk about four ways of getting unstuck, or let's just take a look at four different dynamics concerning when we find ourselves being stuck in life. And oftentimes, wherever a trauma hits, wherever it strikes, regardless if it was at 5 years old, 17, 21, 25, 30, 35, 40, or beyond, wherever the trauma struck in that particular place in your life, oftentimes we will find ourselves stuck in that place emotionally. So even though that you may be a 45-year-old adult or 50-year-old adult or 25-year-old adult, if the trauma, you found yourself paralyzed in that particular trauma at 16, then perhaps I submit to you that emotionally, not saying intellectually at all, you're still smart, you're still a 25-year-old, you're still a 35, 45-year-old, but emotionally, we are still stuck at that age where the trauma took place until we recognize that and we surround ourselves with a supporting system that loves us, that believes in us, that holds us as accountability partners, and we develop better inner skill sets so that we can become unstuck by getting pulled out as we pull ourselves out in a joint concerted effort to get out of that place. Because there's more of life that you haven't yet embraced. Number one, why we should get unstuck. Why is it so important to get unstuck? Number one, it no longer serves as our identification. It's only a reference. It no longer serves as your identification. It's just a point of a reference. It's just one page in your chapter of your life. It's just one page in your entire book of life. That one page, that one event, that one circumstance of trauma does not define who you are. You define who you are. It's easy for us to become identified or believe the label that you are what you went through. Regardless of what you went through and how devastating it was, society loves to put labels on things. And I believe in putting labels on things as well. I know where my spoons go as opposed to my forks in my kitchen. I know where the bowls are as opposed to where the plates are. I know where the cups are and where the glasses are. So I have everything compartmentalized and I understand labels. If you pop the hood of your vehicle, your car, you'll see exactly where the oil goes. Why? Because that particular opening is labeled oil. Where your washer fluid is, it's labeled. Where the antifreeze goes, it is labeled. So I believe in that. But when it's done in a negative, from a negative standpoint, now we have to challenge that. Many people, because of what they've gone through in life and the devastation that it has caused, the trauma that it has caused, it's easy to now see yourself as that. You don't see yourself greater than that. You don't see yourself moving beyond that because you may find yourself being stuck. Stuck in that particular place of trauma. Stuck in the pain of the trauma. Paralyzed by it. So it's easy to now identify yourself as that. You know, it kind of reminds me, there's a passage in scripture where Yeshua found a man at the pool of Bethesda, and he stepped over a lot of multitude of sick people to get to this one person. And when he found this one person who was paralyzed, stuck for 38 long years, he asked him, you know, what do you want me to do for you? Well, I try to jump into this pool because it's a known fact that this angel comes down and stirs up the pool. And once the pool is stirred, whoever steps in first immediately gets healed. And I've been trying to do this for 38 years, but everybody's stepping over me, stepping on me. No one will help me. And Yeshua basically said, I didn't ask you all of that. That is a reality, but I didn't ask you that. My question to you is, what do you want me to do for you? And then finally said, I need to be healed. And he was. For 38 long years, and I don't know how long you've been stuck. Maybe it's been 38 years. Maybe it's been 38 days, 38 months, 38 weeks. 38 seconds is too long. But you may find yourself like that man, stuck and not having any help. Stuck, and you seeing everyone else advancing in life except for you. Stuck, and now you have identified yourself as being paralyzed. Whenever you take on that mindset, whenever we take on that mindset of being stuck, sometimes we become comfortable in that particular posture. It's easy to become comfortable as being the victim. It's easy to become comfortable as far as, the divorce that happened, the bad relationship that just completely devastated you. It's easy to become comfortable of being incarcerated or falsely incarcerated. It's easy to become comfortable as a label placed upon you by society. It's easy to be comfortable concerning you had a foreclosure or your business shut down. It's easy to become comfortable concerning all of the failures that you had in your life. It's easy to become comfortable of individuals that persecuted you and you did no wrong. It's easy to become comfortable as being the victim and comfortable in your own paralysis, and oftentimes forgetting the normalcy that comes with you having flexibility in your limbs to now get up and walk as you should and as you were created to do.
God, today.
So this is where we are. And now dismantling the perception of your identification. Giving that identification back. Give that ID back of being stuck and you can no longer move forward in life. Number two of why it's so important for us to get unstuck. It hinders us from self-discovery and self-healing. Being paralyzed in time or because of a certain situation that happened, it could have been, you are a domestic violence survivor. You've not only survived, but domestic violence, but you are flourishing in spite of it or whatever, wherever you find yourself. That not getting unstuck, it hinders us from self-discovery and self-healing. Discovering who you are means that I have a different identification to that which I had become accustomed to, of being the victim, of being an underachiever, of being unloved. Will I ever heal? No one loves me or cares for me. Or I can't get over what so-and-so did to me. I can't get over how they persecuted me and the things that they did to me. That becomes the identification, which is an enemy to self-discovery. You're greater than that. You're more than that. But you will never discover who you truly are until you become unstuck from that state of paralysis and finally discover that I am greater, that I am better, that I am more profound and deeper than what I was used to or what I have conditioned myself to becoming because of the labels of other people.
God, today.
Self-discovery is a beautiful thing. Self-discovery will cause you to become comfortable in your own skin. Self-discovery will just unravel all of the pain, the shame, the humiliation, the brokenness, the dejection, the rejection, being ostracized, being criticized. It will just unravel and take all of those layers off of you to get down to the core of who you truly are. And as you begin to remove those layers, and also layers of public image and layers of social media persona and layers of, you know, that I'm this in my church or I'm that in this faith-based organization and this, you know, and I'm this before this committee and community involvement, getting down to the very core of who we are. That's the real you. That's the most powerful part or whole of who you are. And if we can keep it 100, especially in society, we don't want that. Because the fear that if I get to the core of who I am, no one will like that. Well, I submit to you that most people haven't gotten to the core of who they truly are. Because everybody's wearing a Halloween mask, but take that mask off so I can see the real you. Because the real you is the healed you.
God, today.
Self-discovery, which in turn bring us to a place of inner self-healing. Healing. Self-healing. Healing the heart. Healing the soul. Healing the mind from all of the dangerous toxins that was developed from the injury of your trauma. Self-healing, inner healing. Point three, why is so important to get unstuck? Because you cannot change history. You cannot change history. As much as we would like to get into a time capsule and go back into time, we cannot do it. As much as we would like to turn back the hands of time, you can turn that clock back all day and all night, but you're still not going back to your past. The past is the past. It is in the rearview mirror of our life's timeline. And there are many different things that we wish that we can change if we can keep it 100 in the spirit of being 100%. There are many things, God knows. There are many things that I wish that I could change. There are many people that I wish that I had never met. I mean, there are many different things that I wish that I could change. I had the power to change, but I cannot. And I submit to you that there are many listeners right now that you are paralyzed in the past of not being able to change that which is unchangeable. Being paralyzed there. That I wish that I could change such and such, but we cannot. And that is a place also that robs us of, again, self-discovery and self-healing by remaining stuck in the past of always reminiscing the event. And various triggers are real. I have triggers. You have triggers. But the triggers to become so powerful that we become paralyzed. And it's almost like we are reliving the trauma over and over again, which is post-traumatic stress. living in a place of high hyper vigilance, living in a place of startled arousal. You know, you can feel it in your body. You can feel it in your gut. Not being able to change this. I wish I could do this. And so oftentimes, if we're not careful, you would live your entire life 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55 and beyond of wishing that you can go back to change that which can never be changed. Number four. A new beginning awaits you. Why is it so important to get unstuck? A new beginning awaits you. There is a whole new beginning that has your name on it. There is a whole new beginning that is standing at the intersection of contemplation and acceptance. There is a new beginning that is there waiting with open arms, waiting for you to come to it. That it can take you on a tour of showing you different things that you haven't seen, allowing you to experience certain things that you had not yet experienced, because you were paralyzed in your past due to the trauma and the drama of others and the naysayers, the instigators, the agitators, and the editorial commentators.
God today!
That think they know you when they don't even hell. They don't even know their own selves. And being stuck in that place robs you of your true identity, which you find through self-discovery. It robs you of being whole by way of self-healing. It robs you of a new experience that awaits you. Haven't you had enough bad experiences that you just meditate on that? Enough bad experiences that we should not continue to relive them over and over again. And when we get back, I want to talk about the power of reframing. We're going to take a quick commercial break. But I really want to hit on this as far as a new beginning that awaits you. You may not even believe it, but it does. It does await you. And it's waiting on you. It's calling for you. It's begging for you to come. It's wooing you. It's way. Because the new beginning has so much to show you. Hey, I need to show you this. I know you've never seen this before, but look over there. Look over here. I have this for you. Look down the road. You see that? Oh, my God. Yeah, that's for you. For me? Yes, for you. But I'm waiting for you to embrace a new beginning, which is me, so I can take you to all of these things that await you. We're going to talk about reframing after this commercial break. Have you ever felt alone and life is out of control? Perhaps like a sailboat at sea in the midst of a tsunami. Well, you're not alone. Here at the Shame Free Life LLC, we offer services in trauma recovery, crisis intervention, and empowerment coaching. We operate in integrity, confidentiality, empathy, with coaching ethics. Contact us at theshamefreelife.com or email us at contact@theshamefreelife.com. You may not be responsible for your injury, but you are responsible for your healing. Let us help you rebuild your life one brick at a time, because your life begins when you say so. Yes, you may not be responsible for your injury or my injury, but you are definitely responsible for your own healing, because a new beginning awaits you. Reframing is so important, because it doesn't speak to you denying what you see, but that it gives you the empowerment to see beyond what you see. Let me explain that. You may see the devastation that was caused by an injury of trauma in your life. You may see the betrayal. You may see the persecution. You may see the hardships and adversities, which is real. And you shouldn't deny that, because that will make you a liar. But even though that you see that, the question is, do you have the inner fortitude and the inner resources to see beyond that? What good is it to see the hand that is before your face? If you hold up your hand to your face, your eyes should capture your hand. It's right in front of your face. But you should have the optical ability. You should have the lenses, the vision, to be able to see even behind or beyond your hand, to see the trees, to see the sunset, the sunrise, the flowers, the grass, the cars, the buildings, the people, the water, etc., the sky. You should be able to see beyond the reality of your hand. Your hand is real. You see that. It is right there in close proximity. But the question is, do we have the inner resources? Do we have the inner skill sets to be able to see beyond that? And what is beyond that? Your new beginning. Your new beginning, beginning when you say so. Your new beginning, regardless of what you've had to endure, how you had to endure it, where it all happened, all of the naysayers that may not have faith in you, do you see the new beginning? Because your new beginning awaits you. Again, your new beginning is standing at the intersection of contemplation and embracing it, so that your new beginning can now take you beyond your own self-limitations, can take you beyond the boundaries and parameters that you have set up, or that society have set up, that your so-called friends or frenemies have set up, so that you can move beyond that into a place that is limitless. Your new beginning awaits you. So I challenge you, as I challenge myself, to get unstuck from the pit of our past. Get unstuck from the pit of our past. Why? Recapping, it no longer serves as your identification. Number two, it hinders you from self-discovery and self-healing. Number three, you cannot change history, nor can you change the perception in folks' minds. So stop trying. Number four, a new beginning awaits you. Don't find yourself putting more credence into things that are not reciprocal. Why are you investing? Why are we investing in so much that we cannot change, as opposed to changing the very things that are right there in our hands to change? That is your purpose. That is your destiny. That is your self-identification that is rooted to your real, authentic self. I hope that this podcast was a blessing to you. You can definitely find the wonderful works that we do, whether it's one-on-one, trauma recovery coaching, group sessions, etc. Books that may be beneficial on your road to self-discovery and self-healing. TheShameFreeLife.com, TheShameFreeLife.com. Also, you can definitely find me on YouTube, The Shame Free Life at YouTube. Everything is there. And family, as I always say and will continue to say, that getting unstuck is a choice. You may find yourself stuck, which was not your choice, or it may have been your choice. But let's just say for the sake of conversation, it was not your choice. But you getting unstuck is your choice. And guess what? Your life begins when you say so.
Thank you for joining us on the Shame Free Life Radio Show for 15 Minutes of Shame. Follow us on IG and Twitter at Shame Free Life. For information on promoting your business with us, contact us at theshamefreelife@gmail.com. Until next time, your life begins when you say so.